keg of beer.
All I hear is some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
It's butt cold out here, and I'm fresh out of beer.
I'm back! You can rally!
That's cute. I remember when I had my first beer.
You fellas been doing a bit of boozing, have you? Sucking back on Grandpa's old cough medicine?
Why do you want that beer so bad?
Because he's thirsty, dummy.
Not to indulge in any alcohol, drugs, sex after 12, or any other illegal activity.
I had a beer with the old biker man at the end of the street, and he let me touch his old lady's titty.
Good man. You set him up and I'll knock him back, Lloyd. One by one.
Pack her ass, my good man. Time to kick back, drink some beers, and smoke some weed.
When I was your age, my dad shared a beer with me, and I thought it was not the best thing in the world.
And just like the movies, we play out on the last scene. You won't cry, I won't scream.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's The Voice, and I'm back on the couch for another fun-filled edition of Drunk at the Movies. We're in the 30s, been doing this for a little while, and this gentleman was on one of the first episodes. I would say single digits for sure, but he's been on Drunken Lullabies recently. You actually just heard him, I believe, about a week ago, and now he's sitting on the couch with his better half to watch a movie with me. So I would like to welcome back Kevin.
Hello.
I would like to welcome for the first time Steph.
Yay.
You guys were on a podcast for a little while.
Yeah, we had our own
podcast. Yeah, called Let's Try This.
Yeah.
And
we tried it.
You tried it.
It ran its course.
It ran its course. You're now doing Karaoke Big E.
Yeah, Karaoke Big E. I'm sure that listeners are familiar with listening to that word said over and over again whenever that I was back on
and Steph, you were spitballing some ideas for down the road, maybe.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like reality.
Well, once Big Brother starts back up
we'll see.
Well, the movie we're watching is on an episode of Let's Try This. Kevin proclaimed that the greatest movie ever made was Mr. Magorium's Wonder Emporium.
Love it.
I said we would have to watch that one for an episode. Steph had never seen it. And then I find out, Kevin, you've never seen
I've
it.
I've never seen it.
All right. So it's the greatest movie ever made, in his opinion, but he's never seen it. So we're going to change that tonight. Of course, Drunk at the Movies is brought to you by Iron Spike Brewing Company in Galesburg, Illinois.
Hometown of Stephanie Clark.
There you go. Hometown favorite.
Yeah.
So we're going to drink some beers, including an Iron Spike a little bit later, and we're going to watch Mr. Magorium's Wonder Emporium. I know you all have a copy at home, just like I do.
Of course.
Mine's on Blu-ray, because I don't mess around. So make sure you hit play in 3, 2, 1. All right, 20th Century Fox. I've already got a Sierra Nevada Pale Ale in my glass. You guys can share this. This was a leftover from our Ferris Bueller episode. It's a Blake's Hard Cider. It's the tonic cucumber and ginger cider. It's different. Like Mr. Magorium's Wonder Emporium.
Yeah. I watched the trailer.
Yeah.
Today.
Yep.
In thoughts. Preparation. I like Dustin Hoffman's voice.
Okay. Do you? Okay. Well, we're definitely going to turn it up so people can hear it.
Yeah, he sounds like an Adam Sandler impression.
Kinda. Apparently, the voice was his idea, and the producers were a little afraid, I think, at first, but they decided to go with it.
Mm-hmm. It starts with this paper plane. That was in the trailer too. Was it? Yeah, that like started the whole trailer. So I'm assuming the paper plane's going to start the movie.
Well, I was talking about this movie with a coworker because she was asking what movie we were watching, and I said what it was, and she had never seen it. This came out about 10 years ago. It's crazy that it's already a decade old, But I described it as basically Willy Wonka, but with toys, and he's also hundreds of years old.
Okay.
And he speaks with a lisp.
He sounds like an Adam Sandler character.
That is an interesting.
So, but that's kind of. It's whimsical.
Yeah, 2007. So
I was going to ask what year, because I remember very vaguely this coming out.
And I had mentioned
it was kind of a flop in the box office.
Yeah, I had mentioned when
only made about half the budget.
We recorded Drunken Lullabies.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was when we were recording it that I mentioned why I said this.
Yes,
because in I Love You Man, the movie I Love You Man. Mm-hmm. He goes, the Sidney Fife, the character, Jason Segel's character. Yeah, this was literally
breaking it's before. Fine.
It was literally last
people that listen to this may not have listened to that episode.
Yeah, so Jason Segel's character is like, you know, he's just kind of a loser, doesn't have a family or anything, but his friends like have jobs and like real lives. He goes, oh, you guys want to come in for a beer? No, I got to grade papers. One guy's like, no, we're going to the museum or something. One of them goes, we're going to watch Mr. Magorium's Wonder Emporium. And he goes, again? And so between me and a few friends, it's like we always would joke that this is the best movie ever.
Yeah.
It's just because it's a silly name of a movie,
it is.
Too.
It definitely is a silly name.
It's a mouthful, so that's why I like saying it, and I never gave a second thought to ever watching it.
Well, you're welcome. Welcome.
Until it was...
Twitter responses. sent a Twitter. So this was written and directed by Zach Helm. I have no idea what else he has done, but I'm going to find out right now.
That sounds familiar.
Didn't know Natalie Portman was in this.
Oh, yeah, she's...
Portmandia is in this.
She's like the lead actress. Apparently, though... Drew Barrymore was up for her role.
Oh, okay.
Which is different. Oh, okay. He was also the writer of Stranger Than Fiction, yeah. Which I like that movie quite a bit.
I really did like that movie.
But that's about it. He really hasn't done a whole lot aside from those two movies.
Yeah, it doesn't look like any other noticeable credits. So we got a mustached man.
A mustachioed gentleman.
He looks like one of those strong guys.
Yeah.
Something like that.
What is it? Strong guy, something like that?
His name is Bellini.
Oh.
We're getting his backstory here.
Oh.
Very nice. Chronicle the life of Mr. Magorium himself.
Hmm. How's this, by the way, stuff?
Pretty good.
I figured you'd like it.
Yeah.
Now that's a feat. Like I said, he's very old.
Yeah.
To be filled in later is what his tattoo says.
Yeah, like the I Heart Mom or To Be Filled In Later. Steve.
So we have a young boy narrator. He will be featured in the movie quite a bit.
And there's a bouncy ball just inexplicably bouncing.
Magic things happen
magic.
At the Wonder Emporium.
When I did watch that trailer, I saw it's kind of magic.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little magical.
Molly Mahoney's first. It's going to be about her losing her virginity. It's not where you think it's going to go for a children's movie.
Really?
And yeah.
What?
No, I'm kidding.
It's not.
But I mean, I'll be honest.
Forward how they're going to work that into the movie.
If we were going to watch a movie about Natalie Portman losing her virginity, I'd probably watch that one too. So apparently she actually learned to play the piano for this movie.
She seems like the type of actress that would do something like that.
Yeah, she's great, right?
Yeah, she's pretty
she
great.
She hasn't really done a whole... I know she had a kid, and I think she went back to school.
Again,
and,
probably to get, like, what, a PhD at this point?
She can actually afford to do that.
Well, yeah, that's
us normal folks can't.
Yeah.
But,
she's got kind of a weird look going on.
The haircut,
Is that... Because in Star Wars she had short hair, or am I wrong?
Well, Star Wars was, like, a decade before this.
All right, you keep that hairstyle.
This is a character quirk that kind of drives me nuts a little bit.
The playing?
The air piano. Uh-huh. That it's like if I was on that bus with her right now, I'd be like, she's kind of cute. And then she would start doing that, and I'd be like, fuck this.
That's a crazy
I'm out.
Person.
Yeah.
She looks... That does not look like a normal person when she did that.
Would you have been attracted to Kevin if the first time you saw him, he was on a bus playing... air guitar while not listening to music. Like, he's just sitting there playing just riffing on his belly doing a solo.
It doesn't sound too far off.
Really? Okay. Well, all right.
Well, I said she looks like a crazy person, but then again, I am a crazy person, so
yeah, it's kind of
tough. Kind of tough for me to call people crazy sometimes. This kid's trying to get a hat.
How did that hat get up there?
I think my favorite way to comment during Drunk at the Movies
is just
in the past. When I was
you just let the listeners know where we're at in the movie.
Yeah, and yeah. I say something really like just really. He's trying to get a hat. Like just something.
You're the exposition guy.
Yeah, I mean, like obviously we had the subtitles, so we could kind of see what's going on a little bit. And I was skeptical about doing a movie that I've never seen before, but so far
the
trailer pretty much gave me all the story that I needed
to. I didn't watch the trailer.
So Steph, you're
flying blind.
Yeah.
But the I'm gonna guess most of the listeners, this is one they're not gonna be super familiar with.
Yeah.
A lot of movies we do, big cult classics. Yeah, totally. That is frightening.
That's like Punch and Judy.
It is Punch and Judy or Lady Elaine from. Yeah. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, wasn't that? Or Lady Aberlane?
What was something like that.
The little creepy lady puppet creepiest. With the drunken nose.
Right. So, I'm guessing she works here.
She works there.
She...
And this is...
Oh, and he got up there. Whoa. He got his hat somehow.
Oh, he jumped up.
Whoa.
He's got ups.
But this is not really the Emporium? Or
this is the Emporium.
This is Mr. McGorham's Wonder Emporium that she is in right now.
Yes.
And it's...
But check this shit out. She could turn a knob next to the door, and it changes the room.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so...
Magic.
It's magic. That's all. That's what I got from the trailer, is it's magic, and she works there so far.
Yeah, and here's our introduction
let's hear some Dustin Hoffman.
Morning, sir.
Already? Drat. Come in.
He doesn't know it's morning. Yeah.
How'd you sleep?
Upside down. Anyway, Mortimer, get off the couch.
There's a zebra on his couch.
It's a zebra.
Turnip? Nobody likes turnips.
So you probably wouldn't like turnip pudding.
Probably
no.
Shame, because I made some.
Sir, I was hoping to talk again about what we spoke about last week.
Like how paper really shouldn't be, Brock?
Yes. Can you imagine him and Drew Barrymore talking? Because Drew Barrymore
my goodness.
Has that thing
yes,
going on
she
too.
Does. You are so right.
And it occurred to me that I've owned the Emporium for over 113 years.
Whoa.
That's a very long time, Mahoney.
Yes, it is.
He's
almost
immortal.
114 years. And not once have I even looked at a receipt, so I've absolutely no idea what the store's worth.
Well, that's probably not very good.
Exactly. Mortimer, fetch.
He's playing fetch with a full-sized zebra.
Mortimer doesn't care.
I'm hiring an accountant.
A what?
An accountant.
I know who the accountant is.
Do you do? Mm-hmm. He's a mutant.
Steph, you're going to like
the accountant. Okay, good.
That's great. But I'm sure that worries
me. I planned to call to one of those agencies, and they said they'd send over one of their mutants sometime today.
Hmm? So mutants.
How is the matter settled?
Quite perfectly, in my opinion.
Yep. Come with it looks like he's in pajamas now. He was in a suit.
He's wearing a suit when he woke up.
He was surprised that it was morning.
Yeah.
She's going through existential crisis here. She wants to move on.
Oh, Rachmaninoff's Concerto. Oh, that's a good song.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's 23.
Nobody likes you.
Very young.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was always an actress. She was always an actress, right?
Yeah.
Like when she
pretty
was like
much.
Well, that's why it was like a big deal when she wasn't in movies
the professional
for a while.
Leon.
Yeah. When she wasn't in movies for a while, it was because she was going to college and going to Harvard and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, she still did movies then, too, I think. Right? I don't know. But Dustin Hoffman, classically...
He's got a game of Risk and ties in a dishwasher and a block of wood.
Classically
like
kooky looking.
Urn or something.
Yeah, is that an urn?
Just a block.
Nope. What is it? Just a Congreve cube.
It's a block of wood.
That's exactly what he just said. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's got these eyebrows that are very long. He needs to trim those up.
And he's got the hair all teased out.
He's at least 114 years old.
That's how long he's had the store.
So he's at least 114.
They said he beat Abraham Lincoln in hopscotch.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so
that's pretty
he's
old.
definitely older than 115.
Why are you so old, Mr. Megorium?
Mm-hmm.
Get a new job.
What kind of secrets do you hold?
Oh.
Where'd he come from?
Yeah.
How did he find...
Oh, he's going to open the store.
The Fountain of Youth.
Mortimer is the name of that zebra?
Mortimer the zebra. See? Now he's in his pajamas.
Yep. He's going to go upside down again. Oh, bunch of kids. Yeah,
bunch of kids.
Running rampant in the store, and they're just hanging out with him. Wow.
This would be... I mean, if you were a kid...
Oh, yeah, totally.
This would definitely be a cool place to go on a Saturday.
Best place.
I mean, the marionettes are like...
Moving doing their own thing. Yeah.
You got an active volcano.
This reminds me of a Duncan's toy chest
in
Toy Story 2. Or Toy Story. Home Alone 2. Yeah, Toy
I
Story.
I thought you were talking about like a real place. I'm like, dang, I missed out.
Well, who's that? What's the guy's name?
Mr. Duncan.
What's the actor's name?
Oh, he was on Little Rascals when he was a kid. I can't pull his real name. Look, he just had a go-go gadget arm there.
Was that behind, like, that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta figure out this guy's name. Home Alone 2, Us in New York.
50, don't you think that's a little high, just for a mobile?
Well, if you notice, they're fresh fish.
Those in the trailer.
if you don't want to spend that much, we do have that fish mobile over there for only $17.
But those are fish sticks.
That's hilarious.
High in cholesterol.
His lisp is selective.
Yeah.
It's a selective lisp.
Oh, she's getting recognized.
Ooh.
It's Dave. Dave Wolf, I was in your business class in college.
Dave Wolf. Woo. Holy cow, are you
still working? Wolf is an Asian name?
Yeah, he's an Asian. He is definitely...
You think it'd just be...
He's half. He's got to be a half or a...
You know, it's funny. Actor name?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm guessing so.
It's a stage
name?
It doesn't
seem like a name I'm familiar with the Orient.
This might be a book. This could mean that it was a book before it was a movie.
I don't think it was. They made a novelization of it after the movie.
It's Eddie Bracken.
That's it. But he does. This does seem like it would have been a children's book.
Yeah, yeah.
And they made an adaptation, but I think it was the other way around.
Well, but you know what I mean, though? Because he says his name is whatever, Wolf.
The bouncy balls are trying to get out.
Yeah.
She's calling out the balls.
Oh, my gosh.
Those could have been Dave Wolf's balls.
They were. Hey, you know what? I think they're going to be.
So that guy kind of seemed confused when she called out the bouncy balls, so I'm kind of interested to see how magic plays out with...
Legit cameo from Kermit here.
Wow.
I love Kermit.
And is that it?
That's it.
That's it? Oh, awesome. You gotta pay a lot of money to Jim Henson for that one.
No, Jim Henson was long dead at this point.
That's funny. What do we got here?
Our next one, this is Diesel Punk, double IPA. Engineered for taste, it says. I'm pretty sure this is one of those beers that you get at Kroger. That says it's a craft brewery, but it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, World Brews, brewed by World Brews in Rochester, New York. They're that company that makes a bunch of different beers for Walmart and all of that. So
good stuff.
Yeah, we'll see how this is. Brianna picks them up on the way home.
Very nice.
Yeah, so this is like Santa's bag, basically. You open the book and the thing appears.
Yeah.
So
thank you.
That's cool.
Diesel Punk.
Those are like the Fisher-Price little people. Are you guys old enough to remember those?
Yeah, I had those.
Kind of.
Mm-hmm. I had retro ones from the 70s.
Yeah, I think I had those also because they were my cousins.
Ah, here we go. Here's the introduction of the mutant.
Jason?
Jason Bateman.
Great guy.
I believe Mr. Megorium sent for me.
No. I'm Henry Weston, the accountant, here for an interview.
He must just have a thing with accountants. Because Stranger Than Fiction, he was an accountant that went to the bakery and fell for Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
And so this guy probably was an accountant.
Yeah.
And then he wrote a couple screenplays. And now he's probably back to being an accountant.
He's probably, yeah, well, I mean...
Because this was 10 years ago.
Yeah, this is, it's, and that was the last, most recent thing he did, at least. Let's see this guy.
They should call this beer diesel malt.
Yeah. So it just, it's it tastes kind of like flat, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't mind it. I have a rack of those, bro.
Oh, I just saw some Silly Putty.
Well, that, yeah, a whole bunch of it.
Jeez.
I love Silly Putty.
I think he's mad because Dave Wolf left his kid here.
Like, oh, that's Dave Wolf's kid?
I don't know. He's Asian, and yeah, he's a little tyke. Yeah. He's like, my dad was trying to hit on that little boy behind the counter, and now he left me here.
Yep.
I always think it's weird when, like, kids are aggressive like that in movies.
Oh, and he does have a suit on now.
Perfect. The number four, do we really need it? If you like squares, you do. Oh, I like squares. Good. Now, the hot dog on the ratio. Why, for the love of mustard, are there never enough buns? Extra hot dogs. Yes, but why?
What does that have to do with Matt?
They should drop a couple. What kind of insufferable fool
drops a hot dog?
Anything can happen, sir.
A hot dog?
Hot dogs.
Hot dog.
Hot dog.
Hot dogs. Okay, this guy is not an accountant.
Okay, well, he just loves, maybe he always aspired to be a boring accountant.
He's the son of teachers.
Hmm. Because both the accountants, it's like a, they do that, and then they come to life in the movie, and they find out there's more behind it. So it just seems weird.
That's his thing.
Yeah. I never put that together, because I didn't realize he had written Stranger Than Fiction. This dude loves coming-of-age tales about accountants.
Also, Dustin Hoffman was in Stranger Than Fiction, I'm just seeing.
Yeah, he was.
I forgot about that, yeah.
They're playing Duck Duck Goose with a literal goose.
That's hilarious.
Oh, boy.
You can't, it's not going to win, it can't tag her.
Yeah.
It's going to have to bite her.
Yeah, it's going to have to bite her, and then
they'll probably put it down.
Uh-huh. Put down the goose.
Put down the ducky. You remember that from Sesame Street? No. Put down the ducky if you want to play the saxophone.
So,
or something like that.
Showing around the accountant.
Oh, the sock monkey is coming up here.
Ooh.
I'm surprised. I thought this was going to be like a short-term job.
He says, you're already hired.
He hasn't done taxes and bookkeeping for like 115 years. So.
Oh!
Sock monkey sad.
That's so cute.
I had a sock monkey when I was a kid. My grandma made it for me.
I didn't. Saw a bunch of them.
Yeah, they kind of like came back.
Yeah, for a little bit. Ago. You could find them at Walmart and whatnot. They were very, very commercial.
If I smell bad, I apologize.
That's all right.
Because I didn't shower today because the water
you was at least supposed changed to be your off. Shirt
yeah,
from
I did
last
change my
night,
shirt.
So.
I did change my shirt.
You have time to shower this morning.
I did, but I thought I was under the impression that the water was off.
You guys not paying your bills?
No.
Yeah, we just ended up stopping that.
Because it hasn't been that cold. The pipe shouldn't be frozen at this point.
But that's what the apartment complex said. They said the pipe froze. It was like, what? No, it didn't.
Gotcha.
Little inside baseball. We have a creek in our parking lot now.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
I bet Gus loves that.
He kind of stays
Chad
away.
Loves it. I saw Chad today.
So... they're in an office with a bunch of, like, drawers just stacked on top of each other.
Yeah, and he's predicting that he's leaving the world. He's not leaving the store.
Oh, okay.
And, he bought these shoes and said they would last him his whole life, and they're starting to wear out, so...
Oh.
So that's why he says, I'm,
Yep.
Gonna...
That must be, like, harder... Delayer. If you've, like, lived for however many years, you know, like, it would be, like, almost harder to die than if you just know that you only have so many.
Does that say Peter Cetera on the door? I just saw the Cetera. Like, he's a huge Chicago fan, but, like, only that era, the Cetera era.
What is that?
You don't know Peter Cetera?
Chicago the Band?
Yeah.
Is that who it is? Yeah. I know the name.
He's the Glory of Love?
I know the name, Peter Cetera. Oh,
something's happening with the walls. Oh,
the
here.
Wall? Well, okay. Is
it's
this
turning
the
into the Frighteners. Is or it? Stranger Things. Or,
yeah, totally.
Other things with walls.
Yeah. Is this kid the narrator, too?
Yes, okay. That is the narrator.
Wow.
Oh, boy. This doesn't seem right at all. What does he sound like? What is that guy? What is the guy that I'm thinking of?
Oh boy.
What is the guy that has the lips like that?
I don't know.
Oh, Portmandia plays piano.
Did you say Portmandia?
That's what I call it.
I remember that TV show on IFC.
It's still on. The last season just started, I think. Yeah. Final
That's
one.
Surprising that it's still on.
I know.
You put a bird on it.
Put a bird on it. That was like my favorite. It was my favorite show. That's why Natalie Portman, Portmandia.
Yeah.
Always. I think she was actually on an episode of Portlandia in the early seasons. So this kid, he built the
Twin Towers.
Yeah. Something.
With,
what is he doing with that airplane? What is it?
Hey, he put a bird on it. On his window there. He put a couple birds on it. Oh, those are the normal kids.
Oh, boy. The normal kids are hanging out. He's just standing there.
So, okay. Now I get it. He was the kid with the hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the weird kid with the cowboy hat. Gotcha.
He's also the narrator. And he's...
Constantinople, not Istanbul.
There you go.
Yeah.
They might be giants.
Istanbul. All right. So she's going to a room called Balls.
Yep.
It's a boy. They're in their curious phase.
Yeah.
And like... Hey, you want to see some balls?
Man, that dreaded kid is the coolest looking
That's
kid.
That's a little Bow Wow.
You gotta be
sure. No, it's not.
Yeah.
His hair is... Those little Bow Wow...
It says boinging.
...braids.
Boinging was a sound effect on the captions.
And that little kid is brain dead or something?
No, he's hypnotized and you're about to see why.
Okay.
See what he is looking at.
Actual balls, testicles... Oh,
there is a curtain with a big rope and a monogrammed M on the curtain.
I wonder what it does.
What's behind that tassel?
Barely reach it.
Honks, whistles, opens up to... What?
So that dodgeball, we're going to estimate probably about 30 feet tall.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a dodgeball.
What would you even do with that?
Yeah, he's moving his one.
How does it get in there?
Finger.
He just
barely touched it. It's gonna rock backwards and fall off, and it's going to Indiana Jones.
Gonna kill him.
It's gonna turn into Indiana Jones.
Yeah, it's Indiana Jonesing the whole store then.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I'll run out and then change the dial and close the door.
That's the plan.
Oh no!
They left him,
and he's stuck there for eternity. Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Uh oh.
Jeez, that's a little dark.
Oh, no way. Oh. Oh, yeah, just leave him hanging there.
Oh, now he's got a sombrero.
He wears his hats really stupid, like on
this
the back
boy's
of his head.
Weird.
It's like how...
It might be because
of his Andy
ears.
Wears them sometimes.
Right.
Andy
he still
wears
could
them
wear
up top.
Normal.
Yeah.
Way on the back... And for cinematic reasons, I remember when I was in a play and I had to wear a hat, they made me wear it way back because you can't see your eyes if it's like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why wear a hat then?
I don't know.
So he's going to...
Character. Lincoln Logs.
Yeah. I had Lincoln Logs when I was a kid.
Those are awesome.
Yeah.
I think you have to if you live in Illinois.
Illinois, yeah.
For sure.
It's a requirement.
It's a teaching point.
See? Crazy eyebrows.
Yeah. Now she's like a cool scientist girl.
Yeah, they're doing like Mr. Wizard's World. And he is going ham on these Lincoln Logs.
He's going very
those look like
quickly.
Pretzel sticks.
Yeah. or just like chocolates, kind
of. Somehow he's got millions of them.
He was going very quickly building Lincoln Logs and the kids were all staring.
And those things aren't cheap.
No.
Lincoln Logs are really expensive for just a little piece of wood. See, the soles are wearing out.
He's got holes in his soles.
That's what my work shoes look like, too. I need a new pair.
Oh, man. I
otherwise, I'm going to have to leave this world, which I'm not ready for. Yeah. So
I don't think I've ever bought a pair of work shoes in my life.
Really?
What do you mean?
People have bought them for you?
I get them handed down from my dad, and my dad buys me some when he sees that my... Because he's my boss.
That's actually so true.
He sees my shoes and goes, you gotta shine those. And then he'll shine them, or he'll just buy me a new pair.
So the strong man was born in the basement.
No way.
Because he's like, you have a tenant in the basement? And he's like, well, he was born there. I can't ask him to leave.
You think he was born out of, like, ashes or something?
Yeah, he's like a phoenix.
Gotcha.
I was wondering how he was going to fit in with all that.
Oh, my gosh.
He built a Lincoln out of Lincoln logs.
No way.
That's funny.
That was quick,
it's
too.
It's hard to get the beard right, though.
Yeah.
That was extremely quick. He's going to turn his head a little quick.
He was just zoned out.
Watch your hat. No, don't apologize. That's an amazing feat of wit and wisdom.
You should be an engineer.
Right?
Yeah. This little kid is a genius. So, what's her first name again?
Molly Mahoney.
Molly Mahoney, okay. But I love how...
They're all M's.
I don't think that there has ever been a character in a movie, a person that I know, whose last name is Mahoney, and you don't call them just straight up Mahoney.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got it.
It's like Maloney.
With an H, though.
You know somebody named Maloney, then you call them Maloney?
I do know a Maloney.
Are they full of baloney?
Yeah, they're full of baloney.
They are.
Baloney Maloney.
Oh.
I don't know.
Dustin, we got to stop this podcast right now. HQ Trivia is about to go live, bro.
What is that?
Oh my gosh. Are you kidding me? Everybody's going to be going crazy.
This is Chillin' Demos. This is a dry hop lager from Oddsides. Chillin' Demos.
Chillin' Demos.
There's a dinosaur behind him. The mutant hasn't seen any magic happen in the store.
Oh, yeah.
And there is in the trailer too. Craziness happening right behind him.
It's like your classic movie trope,
yeah,
of something happening behind him, yeah, and it keeps happening. He turns around and it's not.
It's
then,
not
yeah.
there.
Mm-hmm.
If he was just a little quicker.
Just a little quicker.
Mm-hmm. Chillin' Demos, Steph.
Yeah.
She's chill.
Are you chillin' Demos? HQ Trivia. You got to get up on that.
Okay.
Just by the way.
Well, right now I'm all up on Megorium.
Exactly.
If they're having trivia about Mr. Megorium and Wonder Emporium,
you know, that
we'll
would
be all set.
That would be unbelievable.
Have a question someday.
That
would
be a very niche market.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is this?
It's a dry hopped lager.
I can confidently say I have never had one of those.
It's a light beer for sure.
Yeah.
She goes again playing the fake piano.
Yeah.
It's just kind of a hoppy light beer.
Yeah.
Like it.
Yeah. This is what I would call is like an introductory beer. You know?
Yeah.
Like you could throw one of these at a lot of people.
There's one called a lawnmower lager. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah. It's Distill IPL. Had a lawnmower beer.
Yeah.
See, now those don't seem whimsical to me. Just Hot Wheels.
Just Hot Wheels. That's product placement right there. Yeah. You know what they're doing.
He just has some regular toys in his emporium also.
The store's got an STD.
The wall is
it does remind me of Stranger Things.
Yeah. She's a multi-instrumentalist, but she got
an acoustic guitar.
There was an oboe.
Is there a sousaphone back there?
Saxophone.
What is that?
There's a... Yeah, that's a...
Concertina.
That's an oboe for sure.
She's got a block of wood.
Yeah, the block of wood is from Megorium.
She's got trophies. She has squandered her potential, is what she's feeling. At the age of 23, she feels that her life is in a creative rut, and she doesn't know what to do.
She already went to college because the guy that ran into her at the store said, "You were in one of my physics classes in college."
Stupid Dave Wolf.
So she's just working.
He's the catalyst for this whole movie.
Yeah, let's look at this from a realistic perspective.
Oh, here's your paper airplane.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
Oh, he's talking to the store.
Yeah.
He's having a heart to heart with.
I'm disappointed in you, he says to the store.
That's what you do as a parent.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Have a little talk. To turn gray and start pouting.
Oh. He's saying the house is starting, or the house, the store.
Perhaps from a brand new store.
or even a store a few years old, but a store your age? Sulking?
Okay.
It is simply atrocious.
Everything's getting sad.
The immedicable truth is I am leaving tomorrow.
Leaving tomorrow?
Mahoney, bless her timid heart, will be given care of you.
No, she doesn't get a choice.
I'm sorry, my sweet, but it's a perfect fact and no amount of misbehavior will change it.
That's nuts.
She loves you.
Yeah.
And we must face tomorrow, whatever it may hold, with determination, joy, and bravery.
It seems like it's kind of sudden, doesn't it? Stop this petulance. Like, the accountant really hasn't been able to do his job yet.
Yeah.
He hasn't really appraised anything, as far as I've seen.
And put your best face on by the time of my departure.
Heaven's Gate style. He's going to put on some Nikes and a purple tracksuit and go lay in a bed and drink some Kool-Aid.
Oh, the
this
mom.
Kid just loves hats.
Yeah,
the mom.
That's his thing. He's the hat kid.
It's kind of like me. Except for I only wear ball caps.
Yeah.
I don't wear different kinds. He's talking to his mom.
What was your thing when you were a kid, Steph? Every kid had a thing.
Man. I don't know.
Glasses. You had glasses.
I was actually thinking that.
She had glasses really
early. I had glasses from an early age.
Mm-hmm. How old?
Five.
Oh, okay. That's actually earlier than me. I was second
actually
grade.
Actually, maybe three.
Yeah, you had...
I think it was three because that's when... it would have been earlier, obviously, but yeah. I just couldn't pass, like, an eye test.
Brianna would have loved you. She yeah. loves glasses on little kids.
Yeah.
Usually they're very thick, and it makes them look even
yeah.
more adorable in a sad way. But,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
it's like, aw, that poor thing can't see.
the little
they look so cute.
I love the kids' glasses that, like, wrap around their ears because, like, apparently you just... can't be trusted to just mm-hmm. keep glasses on your face.
Just can't keep yeah. your head
no, they
straight.
Just, they just, they'll fly off your face if
I
you
guess,
don't. And
yeah.
Megorium's Wonder Emporium, they would.
Yeah, I know they would on me. You know what I'm just noticing right now?
Yes.
A little callback. Othello.
Othello. I told you I had it. I told you I had it.
Out of the box.
That's a callback to Broken Funny Bone episode 8, I believe.
Wow.
Not King Lear.
I'm Othello.
My Bron Othello.
Nice. Another hat. It's a different one. It's different hats.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a hat kid.
You know what? Dustin, you're a fart smeller. It's a smart feller.
So. Yeah. He's going to grow up and be a haberdasher.
Yeah, a haberdasher. I think that's the term,
right? Yeah, haberdasher.
A haberdasher.
So here's a little, it said soft rock man singing, I think.
It did.
At least it didn't say soft man.
Yeah. Who is that?
So they're having a little meet cute here. He's yeah. having a Love Actually moment.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
riding on a board here out high while the mutant is doing the books. He
that's
put...
Paul Simon.
I'm Eric. Song. I'm the hat kid.
I'm Eric. I'm a haberdasher.
Paper.
I'm Jason Bateman. Oh,
I'm Henry.
That's his name? I don't remember.
Henry the Mutant.
Henry.
Yeah. I'm Jason Bateman.
I was in Teen Wolf 2. Do you like checkers? Well, if you listened to last week's episode of Drunk at the Movies, Overboard... You will yeah. learn that some people like to eat checkers.
Oh, my.
No way.
I did when I was a kid.
Wow, is that not a sad little thing there?
Yeah, you can like checkers forever.
Yeah.
You want to play?
And he doesn't capitalize things.
Yeah, I'm working.
Yeah, he couldn't write that down.
Bateman. He's like, all right, enough of this silly shit.
See how that strategy plays out, Cotton?
Yeah, Cotton. How about when you stop working? And he says,
I'm an adult. I never stop working.
He's going to say, no!
See?
Oh, I never stop working.
That's what happens when you grow up, kids. Or you can just drink beer a lot and podcast all the time.
And that's working, baby.
And that's working, but also playing. If you get people to pay you to do it.
It's working, baby.
I found the secret of adulthood.
Yeah.
Oh, sad face.
Oh, and he drew
as if
like,
he
the
could,
most bleak,
as if the crestfallen
face.
Look on his own
yeah.
face.
Or just a common sense.
I was expecting him to put on a sad hat.
Yeah.
Like, this is my sad hat.
Droopy one. Oh, Portmania's looking at the wall. She's going, the wall's
darker.
This wall's getting darker, darker. Oh, she's wearing the stripy long sleeve shirt.
Because she's quirky.
Very mid-2000s of her.
Very quirky.
Very 2007 wardrobe of her.
She's so 2008, you're so 2000 late.
Yeah, man. Oh.
It is spreading.
Quick.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just weird because it just, only when they're looking at it, it spreads very quickly.
Right.
That child wants a toy, and it's not doing a very good job of trying to get it.
She can't quite get it.
If I just keep standing here.
I just want a stranger to touch me.
Yeah. What a great background actor. I'm giving you the store, he says.
Surprise! Yes, sir. Do you have the curious George goes to the hospital? No, not for you, you ginger creep.
Yeah.
Nobody wears like a flannel button down with basketball shorts. Come on, kid.
I do. Oh, she was just at the phone. Where's she? I can't take anymore. But you told me you needed a new occupation.
I do like that suit, and that's kind of Wonka-esque, the purple suit.
Yeah,
oh, great. There's a Bellini.
Kevin would look good in a purple suit.
I have one that's purple on the inside.
That doesn't make a difference.
Brianna's she's trying to get me to be Willy Wonka for Halloween this year.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
We always do, like, couple costumes. Yeah. So that means she's going to have to be an Oompa Loompa, or she's going to have to be, like, Charlie. And
she'll be a kid.
Get one of those blow up fat suit things, you know? Just a blue
see
blue
that,
one.
That's the thing, like
Veruca Salt or whatever.
Yeah.
She should be
that
the,
was Violet Beauregard.
Yeah, Violet Beauregard.
She should be the Violet one, yeah.
So we'll see.
This tastes like a whole Thanksgiving meal. Roast beef! Roast beef? Oh, you're stuffing? I can feel it going down my throat!
Yeah.
It's what they say, then the blueberries!
Oh boy, here comes dessert! We just watched that last weekend. Jackson had never seen the original.
Oh, the original.
Which I could not believe. We did.
Scariest movie scene of all time, isn't that?
I was playing the soundtrack on record for dinner one night.
Mm-hmm.
And it came to, I've got a golden ticket.
Yeah.
And I was doing the Grandpa Joe dance around the kitchen and doing a one-man show.
That's the best.
And he was just staring at me with no facial expression of recognition at all.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do you not get what I'm doing from Willy Wonka? And he's like, you mean Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? And I'm like, no. I mean Willy Wonka. So I put two and two together. He'd never seen it. We sat down, made sure to watch it.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah. I've seen that movie
so many times.
I haven't memorized. And Brianna fell in love with Gene Wilder because I made her watch the special features. And there's interviews with him, and she was almost moved to tears by just how adorably sweet he is.
Oh, he's the best.
He's the best.
He's
really
and she's like, I can't take this anymore. Like, we need to watch something else because he's making me sad, but in a happy way, and he's just so sweet.
And R.I.P.
And he's dead.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The house is, the store is breaking down.
Well, definitely.
The store
things
is
are getting
starting
serious.
Yeah.
The ball just lost its balance.
Whoa! Metallic clunk is what it
turned
said.
Black.
Magic is not being so magic anymore.
Yeah, so bouncy balls apparently are magic.
Shit's blown up. There's a lemur on that kid's head.
Yeah,
you missed the other part, apparently.
What did I miss?
The book doesn't work anymore and the...
No, I saw that.
Okay.
I literally... I do like that there's a lemur.
Yeah,
just
she wanted to get a lollipop.
Latching onto that kid.
The door doesn't work anymore either. The one that they can like change the, you know, whatever.
They're milking that lemur for all he's worth.
Yeah, exactly. Probably costs a lot of money.
Exactly. We're going to show him three times in about 45 seconds.
So let's
find
out.
And the mutant is, oblivious to what's going on.
Wow. Yep.
Let's figure out.
That guy was just doing parkour.
Yeah.
He has a very strong core to be able to do that.
Goat. That was in the preview, too.
Oh, the squid in the book?
Yeah, water sprays out of the black light.
You can stop mentioning the preview at any point.
It was good preview.
Are you feeling, like, left out? Like, I really should have watched a minute-long preview and done my homework.
I understood the whole movie.
Yeah, you'd be getting so much more out of this.
Eric, the little kid, is... he's like being the manager.
Yeah, he's telling
people
what to do.
So, we're gonna find out if math is magic here, because the accountant is doing math, and if he can just all of a sudden forget how to do math, then it's not magic.
I like the magic. The cardboard building. Is that Dennis Reynolds? It kind of looked like him when he ran up at first, but not now.
No, that's not D. Ren.
I'm nine.
I am very disappointed with this book that has a squid on her head.
A very cartoony squid.
She should be very impressed with that book.
Yeah. So they're at a dinner table now, all of them.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a regular dinner table.
That is a very large table for a guy that lives by himself.
He ate the pancakes. Nope, Mortimer's gone. Mortimer ate the damn pancakes.
First order of business, Eric.
Yes, sir.
Ingenious.
Thank you, sir.
Have second order of business, the store is stunningly upset.
It says, hello, my name is not Steve. That kind of shit makes me laugh.
Yeah, that's great.
I used to wear uniform shirts that I would buy at Goodwill that had other people's names on them. And then I would, like, wear it out, and so I'd be like, oh, so I'm guessing your name's Jeff, and I'm like, no, it's Dustin, and they're like, really? And I'm like, yep.
That's weird, is Jeff your middle name or something?
Nope.
Yeah.
I just liked the shirt.
I have a bowling shirt that says Orlando on it, and I used to wear it every Thursday in middle school. That was my band.
Funny.
And I have one that says Ian, and one that says Elmer, and one that says Sam. They're all bowling shirts, though. They're not like,
you holding on to them, waiting for that to come back?
Yeah, my dad, like...
It'll happen. Just give it another 15 years.
Fieri kind of ruined it for a little bit, but...
Once he's dead and people forget who he is...
Oh, yeah.
Did no one explain to the mutant that it's a magical toy store?
I tried.
Okay.
It's a magical toy store, mutant. It can do all sorts of things.
But it didn't start turning gray until...
Oh, it's his fault.
Henry.
What? Oh, mutant.
Oh, mutant. Was it ever explained why he's mutant?
Yeah, he, it was when they were upstairs, and he said he called the agency, and they were sending over an accountant, and it's a combination of something and a mutant, and he just started calling him a mutant. That's where it comes from. I don't know.
Gotcha.
I like the gavel banging.
Yeah. Squeaky gavel. Enough!
Although Mr. Weston's presence has coincided with the store's dismay, it is not...
Robot. Name tag, it said robot.
Yeah.
We're going with...
name tags.
This big boy.
We're going with the big crowler here. Distill. Proud sponsor of Drunken Lullabies. Set me up with some crowlers.
Release the Kraken.
This was a taproom exclusive.
Now, what kind of beer is this now?
I'm about ready to look it up, but it's got coffee in it.
Okay. Ooh. You want to pour me, my friend? I'm not good at pouring stouts.
You aren't?
You're better at pouring IPAs and stouts?
Yeah.
The IPAs and stuff fill up and get foamy.
Yeah, that's true. Steph's going to like this one best.
I'm not disappointed by any so far.
Yeah.
And it's only 6.8%. You know, you see a beer like this, you're thinking,
yeah,
oh boy, double digits. No, not...
That's really smooth. That's very, very good. Wow.
This is going to be my first taste. I've been saving it for a show.
Well, boy, you're gonna love it. I'm telling you already.
Oh, he's going to the hospital.
Oh, what?
Wow.
That's a very... interesting looking hospital.
Right?
Yeah. I thought that was Ron Howard for a second.
Alright, so Release the Kraken is a milk stout.
Yeah.
It's a collaboration they did with Tennessee distributor Best Brands. It's a milk stout brewed with molasses and conditioned with coffee, vanilla, and cinnamon. And literally only 109 check-ins on Untappd. Wow. So
I got to check in all these before I'm done. Before we leave.
It was one that, again, they had a big release for at the brewery, and that was about it.
Uh-huh. 242 is, we just found out his age, by the way.
Yeah.
Took that one. So, he's going to die.
Use the people gonna die. Miss Magorium gonna die.
Miss Magorium?
It's weird that she was telling the doctors about like the magic store and stuff. Like they don't really need to know that.
But it's open to the public. So
their hands.
They would probably know about it.
The shuttle their hands, they're gonna
hold hands?
Yeah, come on.
What?
Hospital bills are astronomical these days.
Mutant. He might be dying.
That means that we should be even more prepared.
Prepared? Wow. I found out about this an hour ago.
You know, I'm trying to be helpful.
Well, you're being helpful.
Jason Bateman.
Now, again, this beer would have been more appropriate to drink while watching Clash of the Titans. I'm aware of this.
What?
However, that one is not on the list for immediate viewing.
Is it on the wall?
I would be fine with watching that Ray Henryhausen classic.
Is it on one of these shelves?
I believe... I know I used to own it. I don't know if I still do, but I would be fine with watching Clash of the Titans.
That's with... what's his name in it, right?
Henry Hamlin?
No,
Harry Hamlin. Charles and Heston.
No,
Jason Alexander.
Jason Alexander. I'm thinking
Jason of... Jason Sudeikis.
I'm thinking of, the hell's that guy? Liam Neeson.
Oh, no, I'm talking the original.
I know, I'm, but...
Oh,
know,
yeah. He's in the... Ring. Yeah.
There was a big ad campaign for that, I remember, when it came out. And I was like, I can't wait to miss that. That new one. Have you not taken a sip of that yet?
I have not. I've just been smelling it.
It's great, man. It's really good. So
they just said, can't figure out anything wrong with...
Nothing's wrong with me. I just can't move.
Oh, he gave her the cube.
Oh, boy. I don't
know what to do with it. It's a block of wood.
I tried rubbing it on my privates, and it didn't do anything.
There are a million things one might do with a block of wood. But Mahoney, what do you think might happen if someone just once
touched it?
Believed in it.
If you believe in a block of wood.
That's all it takes. To make the store not kill itself.
Yeah.
What is he doing with the same hat? Come on, get another hat on, man.
How's this kid have money?
Right? Doesn't he have parents?
Well, he has the mom.
I think the two people that work at the store.
It's a single mother situation.
Yeah.
I think the two people that worked at the store are in the same room as him also, so I think he might have just went ahead and taken some stuff.
No, he said gift shop.
At the hospital. And that's like super expensive.
An electric toothbrush, yes.
A microscope.
He stole that from an office.
A garden hose.
Egg nozzle.
Okay. A big plank of wood. Okay, this is a goofy. Okay. I see what you're doing. Already. Tuba!
It's euphonium.
Oh, what?
Euphonium?
Oh, I guess he's a little kid. So it looks like the size of a tuba to a little kid.
It's a euphonium.
But euphoniums are just small tuba looking things.
Oh, right.
Do you ever see there's a guy? I'm sorry.
No, go for it. You're.
Is he?
We broke Kevin. He broke himself, I think, actually.
I don't know why this is so funny to me. There's a guy that parks in our apartment complex and he has a bumper sticker that says, "Eat, sleep, euphonium."
Oh, God.
But I've never heard anybody play it before.
Well, you're hearing it right now.
Yeah. No, I mean, never heard anybody in our apartment.
Oh, playing. Well, right. Now you know what to listen for.
Yeah, well, there was a guy that lived across the street from us in Oak Park that was always playing.
I can guarantee his favorite movie is Mr. McGorum's Wandering Power Room.
You know, just, I'll get a...
So now you can be like, I've seen that now.
I'm going to put a bumper sticker on my car that says Mr. McGorum's Wandering Power Room.
What are you doing up there?
Standing on a chair.
Okay.
He's just whistling at him.
Out of here. Come on, let's go. You can come and see him tomorrow.
What are you doing over there? Bye. Standing on a chair.
I keep trying to tell where her t-shirt is. It almost looks like a Jawbreaker t-shirt, but I don't think it is.
I thought it was a girl with an umbrella for some reason.
Yeah, because Jawbreaker had, like, the Morton Salt girl, and they used that as a logo for some of their shirts until they got sued by them or issued a cease and desist. So I never got one because they had to stop making them.
I need to explain something to you because I was listening to Broken
Phone. What was that boy doing on a chair? Making sure I had enough space to sleep in. He's going to shut the light off and stars galore.
Okay. That's so cute.
Got it.
Space to sleep in.
You guys have those?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Little thing. Okay.
Well, I mean, I didn't have any, but I got some for Drew. And she also used to have a moon that we put up on her wall, and it would do lunar cycles.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
Like, you could use the remote. If you wanted it brighter, you'd put it on new moon.
That's sweet.
You could have it as a crescent or a half.
That's cool.
It's now hanging on Jackson's wall, but I don't think it has batteries, and I think we lost the remote. So right now he just has a plastic moon on his wall.
There you go.
But whatever, it looks cool.
Yeah, I had it on my ceiling. I don't know, it's just in a little patch on my ceiling.
I had it all over.
I was going to tell you about cease and desist.
Yeah,
you brought it up. I forgot to tell you, on Broken Funny Bone, we were listening to it on the way here. And you said, for Crystal Lake, the show, I got a cease and desist from Kebmo because originally, Crystal Lake, the show was called The Kebmo Show.
Gotcha. And he's like, I don't have cease no podcast.
So then
that's just how I hear his voice in my head.
Yeah. So I had to change it I hastily changed it to Kebmo Show and then Crystal Lake, the show.
Gotcha. Okay.
I didn't explain that first part that it used to be just called The Kebmo Show.
Yeah, and that's why he actually got the cease and desist.
Yeah, got sent to
Did you frame it?
It got sent to my office. I have it still. I know exactly where it is.
Because White Oak, we talked about this on Craft Beer Digest, they recently named a beer Kolsch Into Me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they were hoping to get a cease and desist from Dave Matthews Band. Well, I mean...
If they did, then they would frame it.
Yeah, they said they would put it on the brewery wall.
Of course.
But I don't know if it's going to get its way back to Dave. But
dude, I was
a little baby.
I was really excited about stopping at White Oak on my way back the other day, but I couldn't because I...
It's not going anywhere.
I know, yeah. Right. I couldn't because I had to pick up the dog and do other stuff. But I was...
You got three stops you can make in Bloomington now.
I know, yeah.
You got Distill, where this was acquired. Mm-hmm. You got White Oak and the newly opened Little Beaver.
Yeah, I want to.
But they're only open a few days a week.
Okay.
For right now, they're kind of starting how White Oak did. I think it's just 3 days a week.
Yeah.
They do open sometimes during the week for carry out beer, but for the tap room being open, they all have day jobs.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
They're starting out light, but White Oak did the same thing.
Yeah.
And here we are a year later, and they're open Wednesday through Sunday.
Yeah.
And Monday and Tuesday are the days off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not necessarily days off, but not open to
not
public.
Open to public, yeah. I got to make it there. I really want to. And I remember Jason saying, and Blake, everybody said, we got to make like a day trip where we just go out to Bloomington and just hit all those Bloomington.
He said she has pretty eyes. That's the first thing.
Oh, he has emotions.
She asked if he saw a sparkle. Okay, now, as somebody who wore a denim jacket for a long time... That's a very short denim jacket. Is that meant for a small child, or is that the fashion that it's supposed to be like a bare midriff jean jacket?
I kind of remember that look.
2007.
Like a shorter jean jacket.
Yeah, we have to go back to 2007. In our minds.
Cha-ching.
I left a review for Karaoke Biggie, and that was the name of the review.
Oh, really?
Was Cha-ching.
I looked at him and I literally only look at him when we're like recording, and I'm like, oh boy,
there's not many references for Drunken Lullabies that you can use.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But I'll wait. I'll get on there eventually.
Just burping, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. We don't really do that anymore. I know, but
still, you can just sit. Expulsion of gas. So, what, he's up and
in he's up and out. Well, he didn't have anything wrong with him. They had to let him go.
He needs to get a new pair of shoes is what he needs to do. That's all that's wrong with him.
There's a mattress store in the hospital.
Oh, wow.
Are we in the same building?
She was picking him up at the hospital, and she was doing that, you know, piano fingers.
Yeah.
Thing. Oh, my gosh, what?
That's what all our ex-boyfriends called him, too. Oh. Do you guys know what triskaidekaphobia is?
No.
It is the fear of the number 13.
Okay.
Oh.
That's a Scholastic Bowl question from I was in junior high, and I still retained that information all these years later, just in case I ever watched a movie called Mr. Magorium's Wonder Emporium.
Why did they bring that up?
They said on what number, and they said that because I guess that's whimsical to use a word.
Gotcha.
That sounds highfalutin.
Oh my gosh, that guy looks disgusting.
Yeah, sweaty and mustardy.
Oh, okay, yeah, he's just going to answer all the unanswered questions, I guess, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So...
all the clocks are tuned, or timed to the same... Oh. Is this a romantic moment?
Oh my gosh.
I don't think so.
She kissed him on the nose in the hospital.
They don't have that type of relationship.
Dustin Hoffman can get it, though, am I right?
Didn't he have some allegations brought against him?
Yeah.
I can see that.
He did, yeah.
Do you think he talked in the Magorium voice?
Honey, this is unbelievable. Yeah. This is inconceivable.
That's Wallace Shawn from Princess Bride.
Yep.
See, I didn't read any of his allegations, so I'm not quite sure.
No, I haven't read any of them. Except for, I just
there were too many of them. I kind of stopped paying attention, unfortunately, which is not what they want. But
yeah, well, you know,
we got Enzo just got fired from WWE. Yeah, I'm
very disappointed about that.
See, the thing is,
oh, so this is some good Foley work here.
Oh,
tap dancing on bubble wrap.
That'd be fun.
Oh my god!
But it doesn't pop that well, and Natalie Portman's fake laughing here bugs me.
Oh, yeah.
Her very forced fake laughing.
Steph likes to say that I fake laugh too.
It's not that funny. And they just keep showing clips of her laughing.
Yeah, this is too long. Way too long. Yeah. Way too long. This is 15 seconds too long. Yeah. Well, it's still going, so I go ahead and say this is 30 seconds too long.
She plays piano fingers. Now she's laughing maniacally at a guy on bubble wrap.
For no reason.
For way too long.
Way too long.
She's got some issues.
Right.
Yeah.
Which means I would have dated her in college.
Okay. Which means she's going to run a toy store for her life.
Yeah.
Don't stop.
Dance longer. Dance
longer. Dance longer.
No, I want to be an adult.
I wanted you to see all the little things you're going to miss if you leave.
Ah, okay.
It's kind of a depressing undertone.
Yeah, this is nuts.
Because I'm going to shoot myself.
I'm going to shoot myself.
Plot twist.
Plot twist, Mr. McGorry.
I'm
going to
take myself out like Hunter S. Thompson.
All right, bro.
And then you can shoot me out of a cannon.
He goes into a magic
Because that's
sword.
Actually what happened to Hunter S. Thompson. Like,
got shot out of a cannon.
Well, no. Not his dead body.
Shot out of a cannon.
His ashes were, though.
Oh, no way.
What?
Yeah. Wow. We talked about it during the Fear and Loathing episode, but Johnny Depp, Hunter S. Thompson did kill himself, and then he was cremated, and he wanted to have his ashes, like, shot onto his property. And Johnny Depp commissioned this Gonzo Fist cannon to be made, and they shot Hunter's ashes in a ceremony all over his property.
You know, that just seems kind of like, all right, you know.
Well, and really, should you get your wishes met if you committed suicide?
Yeah, no, you shouldn't. I don't think so. I don't believe her in that.
Then you saw her face?
Then I saw her face.
Yeah.
No, I'm a believer. Yeah. Yeah.
What was that?
That's the end of the Smash Mouth version.
Oh, okay. Neil Diamond wrote that song.
Mm-hmm.
Performed, made famous by the Monkees.
The Monkees.
But Neil Diamond wrote it back when he was a struggling songwriter. He's going to be retiring now because...
I just saw that,
Eventually he will be resting in Parkinson's, apparently.
Yeah, he's got Parkinson's, which that's like the worst thing you can have as a musician, right?
Right.
He's so old, though. I mean, you'd think that it would affect him at this point, but it's
Huntington's
really late.
Huntington's disease is worse than that.
Yes.
It's much more rare, though.
Yeah. See, you don't hear about it.
I love the Huntingtons, the band. They're not named after the disease, though.
I don't think you would want to be named after that.
But yeah, so we got Elton John and Neil Diamond both.
Retiring, right. Yeah.
Uh-oh, he just said he loved him. Because the little kid is running the store right now.
Yeah, which is awesome.
There's got to be some child labor laws.
New hat, also.
I have something very, very supremely important to tell you.
Stop doing work.
You know this is 10 years ago. There were still pay phones.
Yeah. I hate when they have the pay phone, thing, but then they don't have a phone in there. It's like, what if you ever, your cell phone
need
dies
a pay phone?
And you need, a pay phone?
Couldn't Natalie Portman hear that they needed some change?
Yeah,
yeah,
totally.
They probably could have worked that out.
Yeah, instead of her laughing like a jackass, she could have gone and broke a dollar at a store.
Right?
So easy.
Uh oh, the Slinky is backwards. Pouting.
Oh, I love Slinkies.
Come on.
Hey, what's up, Freckles?
Hello.
Would you like to release the Kraken? That is not a euphemism. But it could be.
Go pee in the middle of the room.
It could be. No, Maximo does that enough in this house. We have to keep every door shut right now. We believe he's rebelling at having another dog in the house, and he's marking his territory.
Totally.
But instead, it just means more messes that Brianna and I have to clean up and watch out for.
Yeah.
So that's why we put the gate up at the top of the steps.
Yeah.
We limit their zone.
Yeah, Gus has fortunately only peed in the house a few times.
Yeah, you have an adorable miniature wiener dog. Yeah.
He's a good boy.
Oh, there's the sad sock monkey again.
Oh, my gosh. Come on.
So cute.
Sad sock monkey. Why would you put that in there? Why? Nobody wants to see that. That's just sad.
That's good puppetry, though, if they can make that sock monkey seem sad.
Totally.
That's
good puppetry.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Maybe he'll be happy later.
Like that video puppet.
Oh, yeah.
Spoiler alert?
Not really. We're not going to be watching rap music videos.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, I sent a music video for an upcoming Drunken Lullabies Band of the Week.
We're past.
To the guys.
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I can understand how it would get confusing.
This week, yep. We're traveling in time, folks. But there was a puppet in the video,
He said he collects hats.
Yeah.
Is that what he's talking about right now?
Yeah.
Finally, we get an explanation behind that.
He also told him he needs to walk him home because it's starting to get dark out. It's not dark.
No, not at all.
Is that the same thing? That's a terrible excuse.
It's 3 p.m., kid. Yeah, we're in the city. I live in the suburbs, and I have to walk. My mom is an absentee parent.
Right, she doesn't take care of me.
And it takes me hours to get here.
That's a pup. That's the big one.
Okay.
So he does have a lot of hats.
Right.
And Western shirts, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, man, his whole room. It's like my room.
I like the pink frilly one.
Man, you know what? If I ever get this kind of room in a future home, that's going to be around.
I'm sorry, Steph.
That's going to be
an idea.
Hats.
No, Mr. Megorium gave him an idea.
Hats.
I cannot. Oh, and there's the mom.
Oh, hey.
That's
there's a.
True.
Yes.
There's a 35-year-old man in
He's slaying.
Oh, God. It could be worse for a mother to walk into, but not much.
Worse?
Yeah, I can't think of too
many. Really can't think of...
I do like that he's finally showing a personality. It's weird.
The only worst thing is that the kid's dead. I mean, seriously, what?
He sounds like a character out of Holy Grail.
Dude, Jason Bateman is a national treasure.
Uh-oh.
Knock, knock, knock. Oh, hey, I can see how this looks weird. I'm an old man.
My pants are on.
The what?
Henry.
The mutant? I met him in the chat room.
He's the gimp.
What are you doing in my house?
I was pretending.
Henry's my friend.
Oh my gosh.
Oh god. He's my special friend.
All right, so babe.
Yeah.
As the mother of an 8-year-old boy.
Yeah.
A little old, don't you think, to be playing
How would you play this?
Absolutely.
Now keep in mind, your 8-year-old works in a magic toy shop and hangs out with a man who is hundreds of years old.
Way too many.
And a 23-year-old girl who plays air piano. And laughs a lot.
Unnecessarily.
There are just way too many factors.
Okay.
Right, you know, if we were not in this movie, I would, I don't know.
Get a gun, right?
Become violent immediately.
We have a Louisville Slugger that I keep by the bed. Mark McGuire's signature edition, so you know it packs a punch.
I almost said something very bad, and I'm not going to say it. And I'll say it off air.
Okay.
All right.
About a bat. Oh, it's sad again. Where's the sock monkey? Is he gonna be sad again?
Hugs.
Oh, Portman. I just love your 2007 style, Natalie Portman. She had her head shaved.
Yeah, for V for Vendetta.
Was this after?
That's gotta be why her hair's short.
Maybe.
That's
Or it's just a character choice.
Nah.
I think V for Vendetta was a bit before this, though.
Yeah, it was. She just kept it short. 2005. And this
King Lear.
2007.
Another callback.
Hey, callback.
But it was actually Othello.
I'm Brian Othello.
We're just going to keep going to that well.
Metaphor, no brilliant final words.
Ah, man.
The culmination of the most influential work of dramatic literature.
2 years?
Mm.
Is that enough?
Yeah. My hair grows pretty quick.
Actually, that's a pretty good length after having absolutely no hair.
That's probably about...
Yeah. Because the filming, right. I mean, they came out 2 years.
And there's going to be a lot of special effects and post-production on this movie.
Yeah, so they probably filmed it in... Like, right after V for Vendetta was...
Yeah.
I mean, it's hair. Let's look at Natalie Portman here.
The listeners are going to have to do it themselves.
Yeah, like, what was she doing back then, huh?
All five of my ex-mommy. And I am not asking you to be happy that I must go. I'm only asking that you turn the page. Continue reading. And let the next story begin.
Oddly enough, this is based on a true story.
And if anyone ever asked...
Yeah.
I forgot what else you... Oh, about
child
her...
pornography and all.
Yeah.
About her losing her virginity. I believe that.
This was
too.
Her first time. Oh, this is where they get into the virginity loss.
Right.
Yes.
What?
Maybe, you know, that's.
Oh, God, those shoes.
Yeah, they have buckles.
You say buttholes?
Buckles.
Butt. She said buttholes.
Those shoes have buttholes.
What would that even look like?
Well, because he's got holes in the bottom of his shoes.
Yeah.
He's got holes in the bottom of
his shoes. The soles of his shoes have holes in them.
Oh, she said he had buttholes.
The Kraken has got to Kevin.
The Kraken, dude. Speaking of Kraken, butthole. In the crack.
Talking
about. Yeah, she had short hair because of that movie.
Okay.
I'm gonna check.
What other movies were around that time?
She was only
frame?
In two other movies. One of them was an indie one, and... The
yeah,
was
where you can have
like,
a buzzed head in an indie movie.
And the other one was like a period piece. She's in a lot of period
wigs.
Movies. Yeah, so wigs, mm-hmm. Totally.
Big fan of menstruation, Natalie Portman. Way too many movies.
Menstruation.
It's menstruation. A period piece. Come on, Kevin, you're quicker than that.
I've just never heard the U pronounced before.
Oh.
I've just only heard menstruation.
Quite literally, menstruation.
And here comes the...
More airplane.
Paper airplane that was actually in the trailer.
As he mentioned,
take a drink every time he mentions how he watched the trailer before he came over.
That's the drinking game for this one, folks. There's a stool. I remember that stool.
Oh, here he goes.
Oh, look.
He's about to hang
there's yes. The music is swelling. The walls are turning into stars.
Wow, that's cool. Oh my gosh.
Oh, and he's gonna kill himself at Infant Toddler Boulevard.
Oh God!
did you see the street signs? Yeah.
Okay. Now, this is gonna get real confusing here. Goodbye, my love. His
he's
love is
talking
the store.
To the store.
Yeah, the store is his love.
Not
the store is a character in this.
Yes,
movie.
It is a sentient being.
Yeah, if we're talking, you know, themes and whatnot, the
and
store is a character. Is he? Is he gonna die?
1764 to 2007. Toy, impresario, wonder aficionado, avid shoe wearer, Megorium.
No first name.
Memoriam for Megorium.
Yeah, that's what we're experiencing here. Hey, guys, you heard that joke here.
Tip your waitresses. I'll be here for another half hour. The fucking zebra's there.
Oh, of course. Mortimer's there.
Yeah. And now is the mutant there?
Right.
Is he going to
see?
Look how long the line is, though.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah.
Wow.
He was well-beloved. Very...
This is a graveside service and a lot of other gravesides. That's not how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah, I don't think that's how that works. Well, he probably did buy his plot in
Bellini like can't even leave. He's never seen outside the store. He was born in the basement, and he just stays there.
Well, it's all black in there.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's like Spinal Tap.
Yeah, what?
Like, none more black.
Hey, dude. I get it. You died. You're kind of a magic guy. You're immortal. You can't leave the store in working order for these two people that are really excited to do it.
It's the store's fault.
I'd imagine
the store is mourning as well.
Yeah. Oh, little Eric. Poor little Eric. It's
he's not wearing a hat, that's why.
Oh, that's what it is.
If he was wearing a hat,
yeah,
it'd be
all
fine.
All bets are off. He can do anything when he's wearing that hat.
A fancy hat.
Why don't you try some of this?
Why don't we?
It's a chocolate porter called Shake.
I've had one of these before.
From Boulder Beer Company.
I've had these. Plenty of these, I think.
You don't shake it, though.
I just did.
God damn it.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Shake a beer?
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Unless you're trying to, you know.
Uh-oh, she's on the...
Oh, no fingers!
She's not doing piano fingers.
Oh, wait.
She actually looks quite normal on the public transportation now.
I still think if you look up piano fingers on Urban Dictionary, it's a sex position.
Well, or invented by...
Move or something. I guarantee it.
Yeah, I'm
guarantee
sure. You ever
heard she gave you the old piano fingers, did she?
You ever heard of the alligator fuck house?
Yes, I believe you've brought that up before.
My friends put it on there. Megorium. Okay, so this
so
is
no
his,
mo- that's
encyclopedia,
yeah,
or whatever.
Encyclopedia Megorium.
Yeah. Gotcha. And it's in a book. No.
They put a bird on it.
He put a bird on it.
He looks like
Bucket
Henry
hats.
Fonda in On Golden Pond in that drawing. There's
like
a
Henry
reference
Winkler.
Only two people will get.
He looks like Henry Winkler as the coach in the water boy right there.
Water sucks.
Yeah.
It really, really sucks.
What?
For sale.
For sale.
Who wants to buy a dead magic magical
there?
Toy store?
There are two employees and he is one of them and he did not put that there.
And he shouldn't even be an employee.
The mutant did it. He's going to go see him.
He's going... to find out what is going on. And there's Mahoney.
Yeah. Oh, she's just playing in the lobby of a hotel.
She's not wearing denim. She's all dressed up. She's hot to trot.
She's looking all black swanned up right there.
No, she's not going down on another girl.
Mila, to be specific.
Mila Jovovich. No, that's the wrong Mila.
Kunis.
Yeah. I was thinking of the Resident Evil crossover.
Yeah, good guess.
Black Swan and zombie killing.
So she put it for sale. Okay.
Yeah.
What a jerk.
Is this what you want? No. It's like, come on, communicate with your other employees.
Yeah. It's good to have communication when there's only two employees.
Yeah, two employees.
Well, maybe three with the mutant.
Yeah, he's a hired gun.
Yeah, he's mercenary.
He's got no stake in the store. He was just there to figure out the books. He's a book cooker.
He's a book...
cooking them books.
Obvious, you know, like a book cooker is.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Like, is this just a hotel? I mean...
They don't even know she's there.
I don't think I've ever seen that many people walking around in a place. Like, the extras really got... They really packed in the extras in this movie. Oh. In the toy store, a bunch of them in that scene.
No wonder you're going out of business. It's depressing.
Yeah.
Barack Obama is the realtor.
Oh my gosh. This is a broke-ass Barack Obama. Well,
I watched a recent interview with Barack, the Letterman special on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, I gotta watch that, yeah.
Very, very good interview.
Yeah.
And they showed some old pictures, and it was like, wow, he really did age in the 8 years. And part of it was like, was it the job? Or was it just he's in that age range where
eight years really makes
a difference.
Yeah, my dad aged in like 2 years. Like, we looked at family photo albums, and it's like in 2 years, it was like, whoa.
Because imagine how orange Donald Trump can get
In
4. He could be looking like Oompa Loompa.
Oh, you mean
by the end of his
orange
term.
Buffoon?
He could have completely white hair.
Yeah, well, no, he will never. He's like, that's his bit. He stays tan and has
that. We shouldn't talk lightly. He is a member of the WWE Hall of Fame.
He is.
So, I mean, let's show some respect.
Let's be careful with our words. President doesn't mean much. Hall of Famer.
To be fair, though, so is Coco Beware.
Yeah.
Figure that one out.
How about that Royal Rumble that already happened?
Huh? Wow, it was... so crazy. I had no idea they would actually re-sign James Ellsworth after letting Enzo go, and they needed a new 205 Live champ. Mm-hmm. So they brought Ellsworth back rather than put the strap on, I don't know, Mustafa Ali or...
the magic's coming
back. Or Arya Daivari.
Anybody, realistically.
Or anybody.
I gotta find something that I was tagged. Dude. There was a picture of Rich.
But when the reanimated corpse of Dusty Rhodes came out as a special guest.
Best.
At number 28, brought the house down.
I thought, I was going to see a surprise on 30.
Yeah.
28.
It was Roman Reigns for like the fifth year in a row.
Yeah. Dude. Honestly, I want to put money on that he'll be number 30. Like, there's no way he's not going to be.
And the Boo Birds will come out again.
I mean, they're doing such a good job building them up.
Okay, that kid said he had $237 in pennies. I would hate if that kid walked in because we don't have a coin counter anymore.
Yeah, you don't
anymore.
Have the coin counters because you can't. It's like not cost effective or something like that.
Well,
right?
Also, they were inaccurate.
Oh.
That was why we took them out. We, for this company that I work for that I do not speak on behalf of, and I'm not going to say.
Yeah.
But we took them out a couple years ago
mm-hmm.
because we leased them from another company.
Gotcha, yeah.
And there were studies done with other coin counters, not the ones we used, but other ones, and there were inaccuracies. So we didn't want to run that risk, so we took them out, and now customers have to roll their own coin,
mm-hmm.
and we have to roll the coin, and it does... add some extra work. But yeah, we have people that bring in these big things to change because how often do you do that?
Right. Yeah.
We thought after a year we would be done, but we're going on 2 years now.
Still,
this guy's
people.
Like, but what am I supposed to do with all this change?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to go to Schnucks, sir.
Yeah.
And put it in Coinstar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I can give you a bunch of rolls and you can do it while you watch TV.
Yeah. Right. Seriously.
Ugh. Oh, she got her block of wood. This is the other dirty scene.
Uh-huh. This is the other dirty scene. Yeah.
She just kind of buffs the wood.
Mm-hmm.
Get it?
I gotta find this. There's this picture.
It's a son-in-law reference, I think. Or Encino Man. Taken. Encino Mom coming soon to a
Encino Man best
podcast
movie of all time.
Network near you.
Are they watching?
He looks like he's in black and white.
He really does.
Like the window turns everything outside black, too.
Yeah.
There we go. She's tired of explaining the magic.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah. You've got an offer on the store. It's a good offer.
By the way, I wanted to show you that. See who it's by.
R.I.P.
I'm just going to keep that there. It wasn't that when we first started. I changed it. Okay, he has an offer.
Cash offer.
Wow.
That's substantial.
Was that from the people that came in with
Barack Obama? No, it's the kid with the $237 and pennies. It's a very unique offer, and it's a lot more than we expected. I
think you'd be a fool not to take it. It's weird that she didn't try to run the store at all. I am not here
as a professional. Oh, he's not there as a professional. I'm
here as your friend. With benefits. Giggity.
And here comes the actual...
But penetration.
Virginity ending scene.
I want to, yeah. I just can't. I could see her still being a virgin at this point.
Oh, yeah, of course. When she works at a toy store, she went to music school.
Band camp.
Yeah. This one time at band camp.
She stuck a euphonium somewhere. Euphonium.
Eat, sleep, euphonium, dude. Best bumper sticker of all time. Shout out to that guy if he's listening. He's not.
Just
I want to find
put
it.
A link on his door.
Yeah, exactly. I want to know who that guy is.
We're going to do some guerrilla marketing for this episode.
Shout out to that guy. You honestly believe all that stuff? Yes. But this store was magic. You oh, come on.
It. Everyone else but you believes it. Absolutely. I believe it
with my entire heart. Oh.
But whoa. The disheartening truth
is that only Mr. It moved.
Bateman saw it move, too.
Finally. Just look, I appreciate you coming in, but it's over. See that thing about that block of wood that's not magic? It is magic.
What is wrong with you, mutant? Say it one more time. That's more than just a block of wood. It is absolutely more than just a block of wood.
You have hors d'oeuvres? What is this?
Oh my gosh.
It's moving.
Oh boy.
What do we have here?
There's sweet potatoes wrapped in bacon.
Ah. We get treats.
How about that? I'll
just pick you right back up. I needed guinea pigs.
Oh, that's what
is
we
this
are.
For, is this for tomorrow night?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's also my peace offering for stealing him from the marathon.
Oh.
Yeah, not for tomorrow night at the marathon. For tomorrow night at her work party.
Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah.
You guys don't get to eat these. I'm bringing salty snacks and chips.
What?
Are you kidding me with this?
Don't look at me. She made it.
That's awesome. I was... Good stuff.
Good.
Yeah.
This is hazardous.
Yeah. Yeah, that block of wood is huge.
Because that could kill a man.
That's got to be dense, too. That's just wood.
Yeah. Right? It's not hollowed out.
Yeah.
Flying.
I'd say that block of wood weighs at least a good 3-4 pounds.
No.
And with those pointy corners.
Yeah.
And flying around all willy-nilly. Yeah, that's a...
You know...
Lawsuit waiting to happen.
I get the principle of that happening and whatnot, but like...
Yep.
Come on. What is a wooden block? What does that have to do?
Messing with the mutant. That's another thing on Urban Dictionary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's just, you know...
Yeah.
Pound town. I was going to say pounding off. That's why I sew myself into the couch.
Mom! And I never tossed off! That's a weird science reference. Coming soon to Drunk at the Movies.
Pounding off is a Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Pound sand is another thing.
Yeah. I sew myself into the couch and catch Charlie pounding off.
Oh, so the bomb's there.
Yeah.
And there's other children. Oh. Who hired a black lady?
There's a couple people. Some things are in color.
Wait. Did they hire a black lady because everything's black now?
Mm-hmm.
That's racist.
They hired a guy.
They're an ethnic store now? Really?
They want everything to become... be colored again.
Oh God!
This movie is it's a metaphor for segregation.
Everything's black and white.
Yes.
They want things to have colors on them again.
There's so many layers of this movie.
Yeah, man.
Brianna, you were out of the room earlier when we were discussing this, but we looked up the writer and director, his previous work, and he was the writer of Stranger Than Fiction. The Will Ferrell movie where he lives within a story or whatever.
Yeah.
And he played an accountant. And Jason Bateman plays an accountant. Oddly enough, the man has no ties to accountants.
Uh-huh.
Can't figure that one out. But his only two big successful, and I use that word liberally with this one.
Yeah.
Main characters are accountants.
Accountants.
Well,
it's a very narrow market you're going for there.
The stereotype about someone that's in accounting, that's a very... There's not a whole lot of excitement in accounting. They don't really have the imagination. So if you think of the two stories, I think that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Her Tourette's is back.
Wait. When she moves her hand, her fingers, it's doing stuff. Dustin, it makes sense
all the time. The magic is back.
Dustin, it makes sense all the time, and you were annoyed by it. It's a theme, dude. Come on. You can't be annoyed by that.
I'm annoyed by it.
Okay.
High five, Steph.
On the bus?
Yeah.
Come on.
Like I said,
yeah, she
you
was,
see
she
a cute girl playing air piano on a bus, you're like, nope, I'm good.
She's magic now. She's... just pointing her finger at things.
Now that, and he's got a bobby hat.
He's got a bobby.
I'm a bobby.
In his room, those hats were nuts, man. There's so many hats hanging on the walls.
So the store is coming back to life, and everything's in color now.
The character.
And she's not just playing piano. she's dancing.
She's like directing. Like
conducting.
She's conducting.
She's blessing the store in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
100% blessing it.
Did she do the consecration? Because I missed that part.
She didn't do the consecration.
Okay.
She's going to go around with a little thing in
it. Yeah. Oh,
she now's a fucking puppet.
She's a cartoon now?
She made one of her own thing. Were tripping there.
Oh my gosh.
None of us saw that. You were the only one.
I thought I was tripping for a second.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Sock Monkey's back!
Oh man, this just makes you want to hug somebody, doesn't it?
Uh-huh. Hug a sock monkey?
Yeah, hug a sock monkey, hug a dog or something.
So
she's gonna fall.
Those are all computer animated. They're not even there. Sorry to ruin the magic.
What?
Yeah. So really, she's walking around. She's waving her fingers at nothing right now.
Yeah, that's crazy. I love that. I love to think about that.
This bitch is crazy.
Yeah, like look at her.
And
just
that's
look
the thing. And this is all in her head. Uh-huh. She is truly insane. All the other kids aren't. They're just shopping.
A child as an employee.
And she's
of
over
the
there. I'm waving my arms and shit. I'm magic, bitch.
It's just kind of like when she started doing that finger piano, right, the air piano.
Oh, the sock monkey's hugging him. And now, he's going to be eaten.
Oh, no.
Right?
So, Mahoney, instead of Megorium's, it's Mahoney's.
And that is the end.
Oh, roll credits.
They end it before Jason Bateman is devoured by the sock monkey.
And before we get to see any kind of...
penetration, yes. Yeah. They leave it to the imagination.
How funny would it be if Jason...
And it says people in the movie, which is kind of funny. Not starring. Hey, these people in the movie.
The people in the movie.
I'm Brian Othello.
I'm Brian Othello.
Yeah, the mutant.
Angie, who nearly was hit by a blimp. These are character names. David, who was also holding on for dear life. Where's the lemur guy? Milo, who's not bad. Those were character names.
Puppeteers?
Yeah, for Sock Monkey.
How many puppets? There's too many puppeteers.
There's puppets. There's puppets. People who helped make the movie.
Stand-ins.
Yeah.
Stand-ins.
So, all right. That was your first time seeing the movie.
Yes.
Steph, you did not make the bold proclamation that it was the greatest movie of all time. So what were your thoughts on Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium?
I mean, I'm not disappointed in it, for sure. But, I mean, there were some weird things. I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah. Maloney, whatever.
Baloney.
Baloney.
Doesn't matter. She was a little weird. And the kid wasn't my favorite either, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the kid.
People who created things that were there. And then it's going to be all the
props.
The next one is going to be the... Oh, yeah,
that
these people did the magic stuff.
That's funny.
All right, Kevin. having said this was your favorite movie of all people who put clothes on people.
I would.
Yeah, you said
I wouldn't say my favorite movie.
The greatest movie of all time.
Correct.
What were your thoughts?
Yes.
Still holds up? You still hold exactly. that greatest proclamation?
Greatest movie of all time.
People who made sure we paid people.
Accountants!
Yeah, people who put stuff in the right
Why
order.
Why didn't they say mutants there? That's a huge missed opportunity.
Yeah, totally.
There's like six accountants. Why didn't...
Yeah.
Where are accountants in film credits?
Get your shit together, Megorium. All right. Well,
I you know what? I take that back. I'm going
now because they
I'm going
that
one.
Up.
Roy okay. Biggums.
Roy Biggums.
Whatever his name is. Biggums. Ralph Biggins. Roy Biggins.
Biggums is like I'm pretty sure that's a porn magazine.
That is Tyrone Biggums.
Yeah.
This is Dave Chappelle's character. Oh, that's Dave.
Yeah. Why power?
No, that's Clayton Bigsby.
What?
Clayton Bigsby is the white power guy. Biggums. What did I say?
Is he the crackhead?
Yeah, he's the crackhead. Yeah. Yeah, Biggums is the...
Y'all got any more of that Megorium Wonder Emporium?
But Clayton Bigsby is the white power guy. I was a big fan. Yeah. I might have you beat on Chappelle Show trivia. That's one
You know what? I own him, and I watched him religiously when it was on, but I've forgotten
you don't
a
think
lot.
Autism like Kevin does.
Yeah. I think I might have you on Chicago Bears, White Sox...
Well, yeah, I'm not a White Sox fan.
And now...
So that'd be weird if I knew more about the White Sox than you did.
And Chappelle's Show, trivia. I think those are the three.
That'd be like me saying, I know more things about my dad than you do.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. You have no interest in my dad, so...
How do you know?
Seems like that...
Yeah, how do you know, bro?
Pretty standard, so... But thanks for saying you know more about White Sox than me, so... All right. Well, that's Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium. Oh, we're going to retire. We got a child wanting to watch the movie, but it's over. And we have dogs that are wanting to join in the party. But thanks for tuning in and hanging out with us. And until next time, this is The Voice saying, you don't have to be drunk to enjoy these movies, but it doesn't hurt. We'll see you next time.